Dear students, welcome you all to Rohuno Gurugedra educational program for grade 10 English lesson. From today's lesson, you are going to learn how to extract specific information from various types of simple text. For test number 7, in your O-level paper, you will be given a paragraph like this with some questions. Let's discuss the types of text you will be given. Dear students, sometimes the text can be a small story or a part of a letter, maybe an incident or a dialogue. The objective of this type of a question is to assess the ability to read and understand directly and indirectly stated information in the given text. To get the needed information, you have to answer WH questions like what, where, when, who and why. Sometimes you are asked yes-no questions. That means for these types of questions, there are only two answers, yes or no. Also, students, you will be asked to find similar words for the given phrases or sometimes mark true or false, or to arrange the sentences. For this type of a question, you are given 5 marks. Okay, today we are going to learn how to get relevant information from a given text. And the lesson will be very important. Look at your activity sheet, my dear children. I'm going to read the text. You can read with me. Are you ready? Yes, let's see the text. Once there was a merchant who had lost his sheep on the sea. As he stood very sadly at the beach, looking at the sea, a dove appeared before him. The dove promised to make him rich again. In exchange, he wanted the merchant's beloved son after 12 years. The merchant agreed, thinking the dove promised to be false. However, when he returned home, he found a heap of gold coins in his cupboard. He was rich again. 12 years went by. It was time to repay the dove. The young son heard of his father's promise. He went fearlessly to meet the dove. The dove asked the young boy to sit in a boat. The helpless merchant watched sadly as the boat disappeared on the sea. The boat reached an unfamiliar shore. It was an island, and there was a beautiful castle. In the castle, the young boy met a beautiful princess, and they married. The boy became the king of the Golden Island. Later, he visited his parents with his bride and all lived happily, helping the people in the island. Dear students, let's read the paragraph again. Do join with me. Once there was a merchant who had lost his ships on the sea. As he stood very sadly at the beach, looking at the sea. A dove appeared before him. The dove promised to make him rich again. In exchange, he wanted the merchant's beloved son after 12 years. The merchant agreed, thinking the dove promised to be false. However, when he returned home, he found a heap of gold coins in his cupboard. He was rich again. 12 years went by. It was time to repay the dove. The young son heard of his father's promise. He went fearlessly to meet the dove. The dove asked the young boy to sit in a boat. The helpless merchant watched sadly as the boat disappeared on the sea. The boat reached an unfamiliar shore. It was an island, and there was a beautiful castle. In the castle, the young boy met a beautiful princess, and they married. The boy became the king of the Golden Island. Later, he visited his parents with his bride, and all lived happily, helping the people in the island. Yes, students, that is the paragraph. Let's move to activity 1. Look at the question in activity 1. Rearrange the story and put numbers according to the correct order. What do you mean by this question? Yes, you are given some sentences, but not in the proper order. You have to rearrange the sentences according to the story, and you have to put the numbers. Okay, now shall we read the sentences? First one, the young boy met a princess. Second one, a merchant had lost his ship. The third one, so the young boy went with the dove to an island. Fourth one, a dove came and helped the merchant. Next one, the young boy became the king of the island. The young boy became the king of the island. Next sentence, after 12 years, the merchant had fulfilled his promise. After 12 years, the merchant had to fulfill his promise. Seventh one, finally, he lived happily with his parents. Next one, but the dove wanted to take the merchant's son after 12 years. Next one, the merchant agreed. Next sentence, the young man married the princess. The young man married the princess. So, dear students, you are given 10 sentences. You have to rearrange it according to the story. What is the first sentence? Can you guess? Read the paragraph again and find the first one. What should we write as the first sentence? Yes. A merchant had lost his ship. A merchant had lost his ship. That is the first sentence. That is how the story starts. The merchant had lost his ship. So you have to put number 1 in the given box. Write number 1 for the second sentence. a merchant had lost his ship. Next, what has happened? Yes, what is the next step or the next sentence? Yes, a dwarf came and helped the merchant. A dwarf came and helped the merchant is number two. So, for the fourth sentence, we are going to write number two. Number two. Next one. Number three. What is the correct sentence as the third one? Yes. But the dwarf wanted to take the merchant's son after 12 years. That is number three. But the dwarf wanted to take the merchant's son after 12 years. So the eighth sentence is number three. That should be the third one. Next. Yes, the merchant agreed. The merchant agreed. So that is number four. You have to write number four in the box. Next one. After 12 years, the merchant had to fulfill his promise. After 12 years, the merchant had to fulfill his promise. That is number six sentence. So, there you have to write number five. That should be the fifth sentence. Next one. So the young boy went with the dwarf to an island. So the young boy went with the dwarf to an island. That is number six. That should be the sixth sentence. Next one. The young boy met a princess. The young boy met a princess. So the sentence one is the seventh sentence. You should write number seven in the box. Next one, what has happened next? The young man married the prince. Yes, next one is the young man married the princess. That is number eight. Number nine, the young boy became the king of the island. The young boy became the king of the island. That is number nine. So, what is the last sentence? Yes, finally, he lived happily with his parents. Finally, he lived happily with his parents. That is number 10. So, let's see the arranged sentences or let's see the answer again. I will read it again. A merchant had lost his ship. A dwarf came and helped the merchant. But the dwarf wanted to take the merchant's son after 12 years. The merchant agreed. After 12 years, the merchant had to fulfill his promise. So the young boy went with the dwarf to an island. The young boy met a princess. The young boy married the princess. The young boy became the king of the island. Finally, he lived happily with his parents. That is the correct order. Now, children, will you please check your answers? Number 7, number 1, number 6, number 2, number 9, number 5, number 10, number 3, number 4, number 8. That is the correct order. Next one, activity 2. Let's see what is there in activity 2. Find similar words for the following phrases from the text. There you are given some phrases. What do you have to do there? Yes, students, you have to find a similar word for the given phrases. Now let's see what are the phrases. First one, a person who sells and buys goods in large quantities. A person. What do you call a person who sells and buys goods in large quantities? Yes. He is a merchant. The word is merchant. Next one, number two. An extremely small person. An extremely small person. What do you call to an extremely small person? Yes, we called a dwarf. A dwarf. So that is the similar word for that phrase. Dwarf. Third one. A piece of land that is completely surrounded by water. A piece of land that is completely surrounded by water. What do you call a piece of land that is completely surrounded by water? Yes, you are correct. An island. An island. That is the similar word. Let's move to the next one. The land along the edge of the sea or ocean. The land along the edge of the sea or ocean. What do you call that? Yes, that is a shore. That is a shore. Last one. A large, strong building with thick, high walls and towers. What is that building? A large, strong building with thick, high walls and towers. Yes. Castle. We call it a castle. C-A-S-T-L-E. Castle. You are correct. I hope you have enjoyed the lesson. Dear students, now we have come to the end of today's lesson. I presented this lesson for Ruhunu Gurugedra Educational Program. I'm Nuan Mini, teacher of English at Yatiyana Mahavidyalaya. Hope to meet you in another lesson. Goodbye, children.